Hello.
Hello, my name is Adriana with the Alabama Department of Labor and Employment Division. May I speak to the
Yes.
person that requested a call back?
Yes, this is Kent Tavius Robinson.
Good afternoon. I need advice. Oh, good morning. I'm sorry. I need advice that this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How can I
Yes,
assist
ma'am.
you today?
I was trying to apply for unemployment.
Yes, sir. I'll be happy to help you with that. May I start with your social security number, please?
424-354-019.
And thank you for providing this information. One moment, please.
Yes, ma'am.
And for security purposes, may I have it to verify your mother made a last name?
My mother's maiden,
Yes.
Brenda Johnson.
Okay. And may I also have it to verify your driver license or state ID number, please?
Hold on, let me get it out my wallet. I just put it in my wallet like 10 seconds ago. Give me 1 second.
Yes, sir.
It's 106-195-37.
I'm sorry, 106-1937.
106-195-37.
1937. Okay. And may I have it to verify your first and last name, please?
Kentavious Robinson.
Okay, and you said the last name Johnson is the last name that your mother was born with?
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, ma'am. Brenda Johnson, but she was married, so like, it's where she got the divorce now. So it's like it was Brenda Magby Johnson, but now it's just Brenda Johnson.
Okay. And thank you for providing this information. One moment, please. And what is your preferred language?
English.
And do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am.
And I have here two fraud disclaimers that I need to read out to you, and I would just need your agreement. And the first one says, I understand that knowingly making a false statement in or falsifying income documents in connection with this claim is considered fraud. Do you agree?
Yes, ma'am.
The second one says that I understand that fraud is a federal offense punishable by a fine in or imprisonment up to 5 years and could affect my ability to receive future benefits. Do you agree?
Yes.
Okay. And have you filed receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked under, I'm sorry, have you worked for the federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve in active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you already filed for regular unemployment compensation and only need to file for trade adjustment assistance benefits?
Can you repeat that?
Yes, sir. So the question asks, have you already filed for regular unemployment compensation and only need to file for trade adjustment assistance benefits?
Have I filed for unemployment, like recently?
Yes. Have you already filed for unemployment benefits but are just needing to file for trade adjustment assistance?
I had unemployment like about 3 years ago, probably longer, but I filed for it one more time probably like a year and a half ago, but I got denied.
Okay.
Because I didn't answer. I think I didn't answer the, like, I think I had to send some mail or something back or something, and I, by the time I got it, it was too late. And they already sent me a mail, a letter in the mail saying it was closed out. But it was like a year and a half ago. And this is my first time trying since.
Okay. And did you receive notifications that you have trade readjustment allowance certification?
No, I haven't received no notifications.
And has your name changed since the last time that you filed for employment benefits?
No, ma'am.
And has your name changed in the last 2 years?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked under a different Social Security number in the last 2 years?
No, ma'am.
And may I have a good telephone number where we can contact you at?
My cell phone number, 334-444-4738.
Okay, and I'm sorry, that's
334-444-4738. Hello?
Yes, sir, I'm still here. I may have to verify your date of birth, please.
October 5th, 1990.
And the driver license number that you verified, is that for the state of Alabama?
This is non-driver identification. I don't have a license.
Okay. And what was your job title, job description?
I was assembly, and I worked at Dong Hee of America.
Okay. And what is your gender?
Male.
And what is your race?
African American.
Is that Hispanic, non-Hispanic?
Black.
And what is the highest grade level that you complete in school?
10th grade.
And are you a U.S. citizen?
Am I a citizen? Yes, ma'am.
Did you serve an active duty in the United States Armed Force for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
And may I have your residence address?
4100 Walnut Street, Lot 75, Opelika, Alabama, 36804.
And you live and receive mail at this address?
Yes, ma'am.
And are you currently seeking work in your usual occupation?
Yes, ma'am. I've been trying to find a job.
Okay. And do you retain work exclusively through a union hiring call, or are you with the union?
No, ma'am.
And did your employer give you a definite date when to return back to work?
Ma'am?
Did your employer give you a definite date when to return back to work?
No, ma'am.
And are you currently registered for attending school or training program?
Ma'am.
Are you registered for attending school or training program?
No, ma'am.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade?
Yes, ma'am.
since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes, ma'am.
And how many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
15, 20, 25.
What is the lowest hourly wage that you're willing to accept?
I would say 14.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or your corporate officer for business?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently working solely on commission base, or do you have a real estate license?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for a receiving work compensation due to work-related injury?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for a receiving a pension from the employer that you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked in another state other than Alabama between April 1st of 2023 and March 31st of
2024? No, ma'am.
Do you choose to have 10% of your weekly benefits withheld for federal income tax?
No, ma'am.
And if you are approved for benefits, you have the options to receive your payments direct deposit or use them on our Alabama vintage cards. Which will you prefer?
I got direct deposit.
Okay. Do you happen to have the routing number and account number?
Yes, ma'am.
And may I start with that routing number, please?
Give me 1 second.
Yes, sir.
I had to put it up on my phone. Give me 1 second.
Yes, sir.
Okay. My routing number?
Yes, sir.
03-11-01-279.
And may I have the account number?
Yes, ma'am. 156-128-45-0020.
And this is a checking account or a savings account?
I think it's like a checking, savings. It's a chime, so I think it's like a checking and savings.
Okay. We're not able to use chime.
Okay, all right. Well, I'll have to use your card then.
Okay. And what was the name of the company that you're working with?
Dong Hee of America, DONGHEE of America.
And were you hired on with this company or were you going through a temp service?
I was going through a temp service.
And what was that temp service name?
Surge.
Surge.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And do you happen to have a good telephone number to Surge Staffing?
334-219-4300.
And what city did you perform your work in?
Auburn.
And when did you first started working with this company?
Oh, it's been probably, I haven't worked with them in about a year and a half, so I think I started around about October. I really can't remember the exact date. I think it was like October. It was October, it's 2024, so it's October 2023? Yeah, I think it's October 2023.
Okay. And when did you stop working with this company?
I worked for them for October. I start work February 2024, I think.
Okay. And what is the reason why you stopped working with this company?
My attendance.
And they let you go due to your attendance?
Yes, ma'am. I missed too many days. I was riding with somebody else, and they ended up quitting the job. They didn't tell me I have a car by the time. By the time I notified them, it was too late.
And what was the name of the person that informed you that you're no longer employed with them?
It was Serge. They sent a text message. I think her name was Miranda.
Okay. And was there anything you attempted to try to do to resolve the issue in regards to your transportation?
Yes, ma'am. I ended up getting me a car and everything, and I tried to get the job there, but it's like, no, you missed too many days. Like they said I could come back probably after like 6 months, and I just never went back out there. I mean, they probably went hire me back because they know my attendance was messed up at that time.
Okay. And were there any prior warnings for the same or similar act before they let you go?
Ma'am?
Were there any prior warnings to the same or similar act before they let you go?
No, ma'am. It's so crazy that they didn't rightly have a point system about the time. And then when they said the point system, they never explained exactly how the point system was. So they give you 9 points, but like if you you call in and you tell them that you're gonna be like off that day, you know, matter if you have an excuse or not, that's 3 points. Like if you work that day and you have to leave early, that's a point and a half. So, and I only left the job like 2 times to go pay on some bills and stuff because I work at six to six, and they would not let you get off work to really pretty much do anything. Like they want you to work 6 to 6. Get somebody else to pay your fines or your bills, stuff like that.
Okay. And do you know if you'd be receiving any vacation pay, sick day pay, or holiday pay after your last day of work with this company?
No, ma'am. Nothing.
And have you applied for, are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No, ma'am.
And I have here this disclaimer that I need to read out to you, and I would just need your agreement. This one says, you are certifying that your answers are true and accurate, and that the law provides penalty for making false statements to attain unemployment benefits. We'll match the earnings that you provided with wages reported by your employers. False answers can result in overpayment and fraud penalty. Do you agree?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So it's very important to verify your identity when filing for unemployment benefits. You'll be asked to answer random generated questions. The first question asks, which of the following street address in Opelika have you ever been associated with? The options they provide us is 711 Orchard Avenue, 503 Lori Lane, 3305 Marvin Parkway, 2905 McKinley Drive, or none of the above?
What was the first one?
The first one is 711 Orchard Avenue.
711, no.
Okay. Question number two asks, which of the following address have you ever been associated with? The options they provide us is 101B Martin Avenue, 11125 McKenzie Road, 245 Water's Edge Lane, 3020 Holland Court, or none of the above?
None. The first question was none of the above, too.
Yes, sir. And question number three asks, which of the following address have you ever been associated with? The options they provide us is 5459 33rd Street Southwest, 3414 16th Street Southwest, 307 South 17th Avenue, 1407 South 7th Street, or none of the above.
1407 South 7th Street, where is that located?
Lynette, Alabama.
Nah, I'm associated with that place there.
The 1407 South 7th Street?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
I used to stay there.
Okay. Question number four asks, what month was Rachel Robinson born in? Are you familiar with Miss Rachel Robinson?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Question number five asks, which of the following street address have you never lived or been associated with? The options they provide us is 7th Street, West Street, Arnold Avenue, Counts Lane Southwest, or all of the above. Again, it asks, which one have you never lived or been associated with?
None of them. I never lived on none of them. You said South 7th Street?
7th Street.
Is it South 7th Street, like up in Lynette?
No, just 7th Street.
Oh, no, ma'am.
Okay. And I have here three more disclaimers that I need to read out to you, and I would just need your agreement. The first one says, I hereby file an internet claim for unemployment insurance against the state of Alabama. Do you agree?
Ma'am.
The first one says, I hereby file an internet claim for unemployment insurance against the state of Alabama. Do you agree?
Yes, ma'am.
The second one says, I certify in a penalty of perjury that I am the person whose name and information was provided on this claim and that the statements made in connection with this claim are all true to the best of my knowledge. Do you agree?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. The third one says, I understand that it's my responsibility to read and familiarize myself with the contents in the claim of benefit handbook. The Benefit Rights and Responsibility Handbook can be located on our website, which is adol.alabama.gov. Do you agree?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So the following instructions and telephone numbers are very important and normally takes 3 weeks to process the unemployment claim. However, you must start meeting unemployment requirements effective this week. Unemployment claim ceases calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and ends on Saturday. Once a week, you must complete the weekly certification for the previous week. The questions that you will be asked will underline current requirements and are subject to change. This can be done online or by telephone. The weekly certification can be done on Sunday, though no later than Friday, 5 p.m. but not on a Saturday. Failure to file and complete the weekly certification as instructed can result in loss of benefits. You'll make your first certification this upcoming Sunday. And I have here the telephone number where you call into whenever you're ready for this.
All right, yes, ma'am.
That telephone number is going to be
1-800-752-7389.
Yes.
And I called it this Sunday?
Yes.
Okay, yes, ma'am.
Also, with this unemployment claim that we just finished, it registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are to maintain an active career application all throughout the unemployment benefits. In addition, you must visit one of the Alabama Career Center or log in to their website, which is alabamaworks.alabama.gov, to upload an online resume. Failure to do so may result in loss of benefits.
So go on Alabama Careers and fill out an application?
Yes, sir.
And
upload your resume and make sure that your career application is active every 90 days.
All right. So I put one in, and then like every 90 days I put another one in?
Yes, sir. If you're still without work every 90 days, I'm putting a career application.
All right, so I'm finna do that now.
Yes, sir.
So I go to alabamacareers.gov?
alabamaworks.alabama.gov.
Hold on, give me 1 second. Let me write this down.
Okay.
Is that alabamawork.gov?
alabamaworks.alabama.gov.
Alabama Words, alabama.gov. Alabama Words. All right, I got it.
Yes, sir. Another thing with this unemployment claim, it registers you for work with the, as of January 1st of 2023, Alabama law requires you to contact 3 potential employers each week. You must provide your weekly job contacts when completing your weekly claim. You may not list the same employer more than once unless the employer was not hiring when you first contacted them, but later begins hiring. Failure to conduct the work search or to report the work search could result in loss of benefits.
Okay, so once I fill out applications up on the alabamaworks.gov, it'll show you that I filled them out.
And you report that when you're doing your weekly certification on Sunday.
Okay.
Yes, sir. And I have here your 4-digit PIN number that you're going to use to track your claim and also file your weekly certification. Can you write down this PIN number that I'll be providing you?
Give me 1 second. 1 second. Okay, and it is, yes, ma'am, I'm ready.
That PIN number is going to be 1990.
1990?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Is there anything else I can assist you with today?
No, ma'am.
Okay. All right, thank you for calling the Alabama Employment Claim Sign. Have a wonderful day.
All right. Thank you.